Hi everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Channel Chat. I'm Alicia Fioretta, Managing Editor of Channel Marketer Report, and today we're being joined by Jerry Murray, Research Manager for the CMO Advisory of IDC. During today's segment, Jerry's going to provide us with some in-depth information on IDC's latest channel-centric research and what OEMs and partners can learn from the results for future success. Before we start up with the Q&A, I'd like to tell listeners unfamiliar with CMR a little bit about us. Channel Marketer Report is the newest publication and newsletter from G3 Communications, publishers of Demand Gen Report and Retail Touchpoints. Channel Marketer's mission is to provide insight on trends and challenges within sales and marketing in the channel. We cover topics including demand generation, content marketing tactics, social media within the channel, measurement, new industry partnerships, and solution spotlights. International Data Corporation, or IDC, is a top global provider of market intelligence, advisory services, and events for the information technology, telecommunications, and consumer technology markets. IDC helps IT professionals, business executives, and the investment community make fact-based decisions on technology purchases and business strategy. Jerry Murray, our speaker today, covers marketing automation and best practices for IDC's CMO advisory service. He focuses on the people, processes, and technology issues necessary to optimize marketing operations and better align marketing and sales organizations. Jerry has 15 years of high technology marketing experience, both as a researcher and a practitioner. And now, let's get started with the Q&A. Jerry, thanks again so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alicia. It's a pleasure to be here with you this afternoon.
All right. So I guess to start out our Q&A, let's go into the basics of the upcoming study from IDC. Can you share with us the primary goals of the study and how IDC came to gather responses and insight from the channel?
Sure. So the first thing I think it's important for listeners to understand is that our service, the CMO advisory practice, our client base is basically many of the world's largest high-tech companies. So we interviewed 12 or 14 representatives from channel marketing organizations within those companies, and all the things that we'll be discussing today and included in the report are based on those conclusions, so those interviews. So it's really directed at very large organizations.
Okay, excellent. And some of the results indicated a certain complexity that's pretty obvious for people participating in the channel, and this is especially true within the high-tech sector. Can you discuss the reasons for why this is exactly?
Yeah, we found complexity and diversity pretty much everywhere in the channel. It's probably the most complex and diverse function within any large marketing organization. Even organizationally, the channel marketing group tends to sit in various places. Sometimes it's in the sales group, sometimes it's in the marketing group. Occasionally it's a standalone organization, a different team. But it's highly decentralized and scattered around the organization and around the world. And there's sort of an inherent organizational complexity involved in channel marketing for these organizations. And that makes it difficult for them to then manage all the other complexity. There's tens of thousands of partners in some of these corporate programs, and vary widely from value-added developers to resellers, distributors, SIs, ISVs, and everything in between. And they vary by size. There's some billion-dollar companies in the channel, and there's a lot of garage shop operations and everything in between again. So there are enormous amount of challenges for channel marketers to really speak directly to any given partner or even group of partners, and that's a difficult challenge for both parties. Makes it tough.
All right, excellent. And one area of difficulty is definitely tracking leads throughout the channel, and that's something we discuss here at Channel Marketer quite a bit. So what are the top challenges in your opinion, and based on the study results in this area, and how can OEMs and partners work together to really solve and tackle these issues?
Yeah, lead management is just perennially, I think, on the top of the list of pain and agonies that channel marketers have to do, particularly from the vendor perspective, but I think also from the partner's perspective as well. There are just multiple parties involved. So you have, as a vendor, tens of thousands of channel partners, maybe 500 or 600 of them really driving an enormous amount of your business. And from the channel partner's perspective, you may have many different suppliers, and they've all got different products and services and ways of describing them, and data sets and data standards that they're using to deliver leads to you and the way expectations for how they want that lead data to come back. And there's an enormous amount of complexity for these companies to track leads within their own direct sales force, because the sales process for high technology solutions is typically very long. Our research shows it takes about 2,000 leads or 1,700 to 2,000 leads and close to a year and a half to bring down the average deal in a large-scale high-tech solution sale. So as you can imagine in the channel, it takes a very long time for the channel to, once it accepts a lead, to go through the sales process, and then and during that time, and the channel partner. So that lead management challenge is a very big one. Some of the most successful models we've seen are really determined by the business model of the vendor. So if the vendor has a product that the end customer ultimately has to come back and register for or identify even online, so some sort of digital connection to download the latest firmware or upgrades or service packages or whatever, that those vendors then have a big advantage in being able to connect the dots around the whole channel lead management process. Okay, now we see somebody turned into a customer, we know specifically who they are, and we can go back and track all the activity we've had with that account, and we can ask you as a partner to do the same, and we can come back with some sort of analysis about how that process went. But lacking that, it can be very difficult. It's very hard to incent the partners and ask them to, do the data entry into however many different systems they have in terms of various vendors. So if I'm selling, 5 or 6 or maybe a dozen or more vendors' solutions, in order to give them back the lead data, I've got to go back into their systems, each one of them, and continually update all of their data. So that's an administrative task that is way too onerous on the partner. I think one of the things we're seeing is advancements in data standards for what is a lead and kind of some industry standards for sharing and defining the basic data attributes of a lead within these ecosystems. And I think furthermore, we're seeing some efforts in terms of trying to get some application level connectors between the CRM or Salesforce automation system of the vendor with a similar system or whatever lead tracking, either marketing or CRM or Salesforce system they're using in the partner, and try to get the digital, the two systems to talk to each other. So the partner just has to put the lead into their own system, and based on the vendor identification, it will come back to the proper vendor. But that's a very new trend, I think, in the industry. I think if it does take hold and we get some successful examples of that, that's a big windfall for everybody, because it simplifies this whole administrative problem of lead tracking.
Excellent, Jerry. Well, you really set the stage in terms of the overall complications in the channel and the complexities of being able to track and manage all of these leads. And one solution that's sort of been coming to the forefront are partner portals. So research from IDC sort of indicates that there's mixed feelings and sentiment around partner portals and their efficiency. So can you explain why this is and why people are sort of hesitant to implement partner portals in their system?
Well, I think it's not so much people being hesitant to implement them. I think everybody has adopted them to varying degrees. There's different levels of maturity for these portals, and they have different levels of functionality in terms of lead certification, deal certification, lead registration, all the various training and other kinds of qualifications that you can get. There's a lot of functionality that can potentially go into a partner portal. The challenge, though, is very similar to the one we just described, in that it requires the partner to learn your portal and to understand all the different ins and outs, and the more functionality it has, unfortunately, the greater the learning curve for the partner. So it's a little bit of a mixed blessing. We've heard stories on both sides of the coin in terms of vendors being very happy with their partner portals and the adoption rates and usage rates. And we've seen some examples where, they don't think that the portal adoption rate is that high, nor is it that critical to their relationship with the partners. So the partner portal typically is very good at capturing some of the demographic information about who the partners are and who the key contacts are within the partners. They unfortunately have generally very inconsistent information on deals. Partners can register deals, and those leads can go off to the partner and then never be seen again, unless there's a transactional touch point with the vendor at the end of that sales process, as we described previously. So those external factors about the business model can really influence how effective the partner portal ultimately is. And again, I think that the trend is now going to be, can we create an app-level connector between the portal, the CRM, either through the portal or directly from CRM to CRM with partners, so that at least the lead process and some of the marketing programs and touch point reporting that the vendors would love to see from the partners can take place systematically. And I think if we get to that point, then everybody's going to be very happy.
Yeah, definitely, Jerry. It'll be interesting to see how this area develops in the coming year and beyond, and how overall participation and efficiency is going to take place. But before we close off today's Q&A, can you share overall your insights in terms of best practices for OEMs in terms of tools and tactics in an effort to better manage and track partner relationships and activity? Can you share some words of wisdom with our listeners today?
Sure. I think there's a lot of very good effort going on with some of the leading providers in the high-tech industry. I mean, some of them have very advanced and mature partner programs. They're constantly pulling the partners, constantly training them, running programs through distributors, and lots of touch points, lots of outreach. But I think there's a real awareness of the fact that no matter how good the programs are and the outreach is, they can only concentrate on a fairly small, maybe 20% or less, in many cases 5% or less, of the total partner population. It's very difficult for them to, have that outreach. So one of the things we'd really like to see the OEMs do is engage with the partners in terms of their business drivers. So, a regional provider of healthcare solutions in one area of one country, may or may not have exactly the same business drivers as a regional healthcare provider of another in another portion of part of the world. If they do, if it turns out they do, it would be great to connect them and share with them, particularly if you have a big basket of partners that fit that portfolio, fit that profile, and a range in terms of their performance. So you can take the leading performers, the ones who are getting the high ROI out of their business with you, and teach the other folks like them what are the priorities in terms of their investment model? Should they be investing in sales resources? Should they be investing in marketing programs? Should they be investing in technical skills and expertise and certifications? Should they be doing all of those things? Is it a mix? And we've found in some of our partner research that you can, in fact, identify that, for this particular type of a partner, technical certification or training makes a big difference, is a differentiator between the high ROI business models and the low ROI business models. So I think the onus is on the OEMs to really figure that out and for the partners to be willing to, have a little bit of disclosure about the business aspects of their business, I guess, is the best way to put it, not just the technical and market planning that they do. The second thing I think they really need to have more effort around is marketing plans associated with the business plans that they develop with partners. I think there's a real lack of expertise within the partner community in terms of marketing, and that's primarily because there tend to be sales and technology-focused companies, organizations. That's their whole profile, and marketing is a little bit of an afterthought, but the OEM can come in with a great deal of marketing expertise and bring it to the table and help them plan beyond just the next event next month. They can put together a whole annual plan of campaigns and multi-channel, multi-touch campaigns that are all integrated and help optimize that kind of activity for the partners. That's really, really important. And the third thing we heard, I think, was that for the partners in particular, they're very sensitive to the brand equity of the OEM in the marketplace and the technology leadership, the perception that their solutions are cutting edge. And that's what they seem to think drives a lot of the end user demand, the customer demand, which of course is going to determine how the partners, what kind of business decisions that the partners make. So those are kind of the three big takeaways, I think, from the study.
All right, excellent, Jerry. Well, you provided a lot of great insight in terms of what OEMs can do, and especially from the marketing front, which is definitely very important in terms of providing partners with the right resources, the optimal resources, and to really develop those great partnerships. So thank you again so much, Jerry, for taking the time out to speak with us today, and thanks to everyone out there listening. We hope to see you next time on the next episode of Channel Chat.
Thanks, Alicia. It was my pleasure.